What up, Frocast? This your girl, AP. Just calling to say Happy New Year, Happy Anniversary. Looking forward to another year of laughing out loud, getting crazy looks from the white people at work, because that's what y'all be making me do. Keep it up. Peace.
Yeah, it's the boy, LPH, a.k.a. Tar Heel 192. You know, just calling in. Give a shout-out to my man, King Jerm. Also, reminding the people that it's all right ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? But y'all check out this forecast every week from these niggas.
What's happening? It's the homie Cal checking in with NappyAfro.com. Dopest hip-hop site ever. Check it out. Right.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on fool. And I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Jerm, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Jerm Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat C-Jack, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. Bye, girly, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. Now what I like to have right now is all you weak-ass, flaw-ass, you only podcasting because it's popular right now. I want all y'all to keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, Queen Jerm. Queen Jerm, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Jerm, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crafts with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, final exam week. None other than your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Jerm's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, rate the Frocast on any podcast reader out there that you use. We really would appreciate it. Don't forget about our voicemail. We can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a message and we'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon where you can join for as little as a dollar and support all things Nappy Afro and get shouted out on the show like our newest Patreon, Ed. Shout out to Ed. And just like Ed, he became Patreon. He sees all the behind the scenes action that goes on over there. And you can too. Just click the link somewhere to Patreon. Be Easy puts it somewhere. And like always, the easiest way you can support the site is by sharing it, retweeting it, reblogging it, putting in your story, telling a friend, just spreading the word about the Frocast. We really would appreciate it. All the panderings out the way. Queen Jerm, how was your week?
My week was pretty good until I found out today that Miss Ashley, a.k.a. Minnie Ross, died from a hit and run accident, only 34 years old, and she is one of the stars, was one of the stars of Little Women of Atlanta. So RIP Minnie, and my heart goes out to the family, of the bereaved that I'm bereaving. So
okay.
I had to give her a shout out because Boozy had put me onto that show, and I did used to watch that with Boozy, so when I saw that today, it kind of was like, oh, it's one of my people. So, but I ain't had too much going on. It's kind of quiet, you know, still monitoring students, taking tests online. So that's what my week will be consumed of. But other than that, I'm pretty good. How about you?
Man, Well, just been watching a lot of television. I mean, that last watching The Last Dance over the past week, that made me recant something. We'll talk about that later. But, you know, other than that, man, my week's been normal. Still going to work. I had a 4-day weekend. And so I didn't do too much work over the past week. So I don't really have nothing to talk about. I just relaxed. I did get my yard cut, though. Okay. Did cut the yard, you know. So I patted myself on the back, even though, you know, she didn't notice, man. Uh-oh. We going to set him up. Yo, what's going on?
What's up, big dog?
Just for legal reasons, I just have to let you know that you're live on the Frocast right now. What's going on?
What y'all got going on? What's the
discussion? Oh, actually, we just started, so you caught us in the intro, so we didn't even get into a topic. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, no doubt. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm probably not gonna help you out with that right now.
Okay, all right. Well, I hit you back, bro.
I can't just talk about personal business, and you got me all out here in the streets.
Hey, man, but it's gonna make for good listening, bro.
I'm sick of this shit, man. All right, man. I'll talk to you later, man.
All right, now. That's the black farmer sleazy, everybody. But like I was saying, man, got the yard cut. You know, wife didn't even notice it.
Meanwhile, the yard doesn't have much in it but leaves. So when you move the leaves, I notice that. But when you talking about cutting grass, we don't have grass. We have weeds, so it's so nothing. You shouldn't have did it for me. You should have did it for yourself. If you went out there and you did it, that's what you did it for.
I did it for husband XP.
It shouldn't have mattered.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
You need some pussy for some husband XP.
Oh, my God. There you go again. You always got to start out nasty, bro.
I'm just saying. You talking about what you're going to get points for? Shit, I remember that. Do that.
Wow.
Yeah. Moving on to the first topic on the docket. Come on, let's get in there.
Yeah, let's get into that because, oh my gosh.
I'm saying you do all right, but I'm just saying, if you want to worry about points, that's some shit that's points. That's daily doubles. Hey, triples, quadruples, whatever we got to call it.
Anyway, you've been a football mom.
Uh-huh.
I know you probably didn't watch any of the NFL draft that happened this past.
So that means you didn't know that I sat right here next to you for a good 30 minutes. I obviously caught something.
Okay, so you did see some of it.
Yes, right,
so,
I did.
So watching the draft, they had a new format this year since, the COVID. They wasn't in the city, wherever city they picked, Las Vegas, they were supposed to be there this year. And they did a draft, wherever the people was at. I got to say, I enjoyed this one more because we got to see, real emotion. I mean, you see real emotion on draft night, but, you know, actually they're in their place with all their people, the people that's been around them. You're able to see, you get to experience this moment with them instead of them being in, whatever city and only 5 people can go. You know, you got to take your girlfriend. You might want to take your mommy, your daddy, your agent. That's 4 people right there. You know, then you got your brother and sister, and you can't take everybody. So with it being this way, I think it was better. And, how did you feel from what you watched of it?
I mean, from what I watched of it, I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I love always just seeing, when they get their names called, because it's like winning the lottery if you do right.
Yeah.
And so it's like everybody is excited. The child, well, I ain't going to say child because they grown men.
Yeah.
But the player is excited. Their family and loved ones, supporting group is excited. And it's just a good feeling. To get that rush, to wait for your name to be called and your name is actually called.
Mm-hmm.
And to see how surprised a lot of them are. Because, of course, you're there because you want to get called. But then you don't know how it's going to play out. So to be called and, you know what I'm saying, to be even looked at as somebody who, you know, teams may want or whatever.
Yeah.
Is a good feeling because your hard work.
Yeah, I just think it's that was the culmination of all your hard work, the sacrifice and everything just to hear your name called. And just as a parent, I know it's a great feeling. As a, I salute to all them kids, man. To the NFL, listen, keep it this way. Don't change it, man. Don't go back to the old way. The old way is boring. Have them kids sit there. The only person, that didn't benefit this year was Roger Goodell. He didn't have to shake 200 people hands, you know what I'm saying? So he got off the hook this year. He got to do it from his house. I think it was dope, bro. Like, keep it this way, NFL. And I think the ratings were, you know, because, I mean, people don't want to sit there and wait. It's just boring the other way. This way is way better.
Yeah, I mean, and then the thing is, it's just good, like you said, for people who you really want to be able to be there. If you, you know what I'm saying? If you got a certain, you might have had a church full of people.
Yep.
And, hey, all of your people were able to be there. And then once it's over, y'all can be excited to do your little party and, you know what I'm saying, whatever you want to do. And it's not like you missing, you know what I'm saying? You have to kind of guess who gets the ticket to go with me to do, you know what I'm saying, to the draft versus all of the people who you want to be there can possibly be there.
Yep. So, hey, man, NFL draft, pretty cool. As a parent, if let's say it was happening, did you see the time where the girl was sitting on the...
And the mama moved out of the way.
Yeah,
she got... should have never been there anyway, but whatever.
But that's his girlfriend.
She should know her place, and she clearly don't know her place if the mama couldn't do nothing but tap you. A black mama to a white woman? She should have been able to tap you, and you got your ass on up. You was resisting. That mama almost had the body slam that heifer.
She was like, this is my moment.
Yeah, but it's not, because she's not going to be around long. And from that, just from that moment right there, that mama will make sure that don't happen.
She got the jersey on and everything.
Yeah, but she it won't matter. It won't matter.
Oh, man.
Because trust and believe, mamas know how to draw a wedge between you and your person. So just so you know, they got to play that card.
Don't be that way, mama. That man is in love with that girl.
He's not.
Yes, he is.
He's not.
She got his jersey on.
It don't matter. She's there because she wants the money.
But she been with them doing all the homework to get kept him eligible for class and all that stuff.
It don't even matter. She wanted the money. That was her part of the investment. You know, when you invest sometimes, the stock market goes up and down. So when you invest, does not mean that you're going to get a positive return on your investment.
Oh, I bet you she'll be pregnant.
Like I said.
She'll be pregnant in the next month. I bet you that much.
And we'll call Ray Lewis.
Hey.
So we will get that handled.
Oh my gosh. Did you see the one where the guy was on the phone, his girl tried to reach for his phone and he snatched it back from her?
Honestly.
Oh, you didn't see that one?
Uh-uh.
Oh, well, CeeDee Lamb, he got drafted by the Cowboys.
Oh, see, I like him already.
And he was on the phone with, I guess, the NFL was calling him, telling him the Cowboys was on the phone maybe. And then his girl, this is her story. She said his phone was ringing, so she reached to answer it. So she went and grabbed it. And then she grabbed it. He snatched it back from her. And all of this was caught on TV. You know what I'm saying? So, and everybody, memed it out. It was hilarious and everything.
But that's good, because she didn't know her place, too.
She said she was just trying to help out.
You tried to answer his phone. If you wanted to help out, you would say, baby, your phone is ringing. That's what you do. You know it's draft night. It's his big night. Anybody could have been calling him. It could have been his girlfriend.
But then, an expose came out on the girl. Everybody's like, yo, she looks familiar. Come to find out, she was at the NBA draft with another nigga, in 2018 or 20...
Yeah, I can't be mad at it. You can't knock the hustle.
Yeah, 2018. She was at the NBA draft with another nigga.
Yeah.
So, you know...
So, it's been a couple of years.
Yeah. I mean, they all went to the same school, but she just accompanied both of them to the draft.
And they need to do their homework,
man. I think she's a working girl.
They need to do their homework.
She's hired. She was not
she's
a
not
girl.
She's not hired.
She's hired.
She's a whore.
She's hired.
But she's not hired.
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm just being real. I know people who, that's what they do. That's their whole life. They chase these men with money. And I mean, you know.
It must be fun.
I'm sure it is.
I guess.
As the people say, you get flued out and the people take you this place and that place and treat you real nice. So, hey.
High risk.
That's not my thing.
No reward. I mean, low reward, whatever you want to call it.
What you mean?
I'm just saying. I'm just thinking about getting flued out and everything. I just don't know.
I mean, my thing is you got to know your role. So if that's the choice you're making, then you got to play by them rules. But I don't play by rules, so therefore I had to make my own way.
Okay.
And I already knew that from long, you know, early on.
All right, man. So I don't know how we got here from the NFL. Oh, yeah, because
the you the one was talking about the people, the girl bouncing from the NBA to the NFL.
Oh, yeah, just the expose on the girl, man. So, yeah, be careful, people.
Shit.
Like, if you're one of those people, you can get, you can get caught up. It happened. And I am. And this week, the strain is called, what is it called? Collins Ave.
Collins Ass.
Collins Ave. That's what it's called this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the strain this week. Collins Ave. Cookies. Made by the cookies people.
Okay.
Whether or not it's real, who knows? These niggas out here selling the bags online now. You can't trust nothing these days, so.
But it's hot. It gets you hot.
I mean, who knows?
I'm saying, if you feel like it, then, hey, you got to be the judge of that. You've been smoking reefer all your life, so. Okay. I just, you know, I'm sure if anybody's an expert, you're an expert.
Hey. Got a question for you. Is this fair? All right. This one, I meant to put it on the list, forgot. Just put it on my list, so.
Yeah, so surprise. You always with the bullshit.
All right. A female mechanic fired after boss finds employee streaming her OnlyFans at work. All right? Keep that in mind. The female was fired because her employees, her co-workers, were streaming her OnlyFans at work. She was fired.
So, if she was on the OnlyFans, they probably was recording her while she was working on people's cars?
No. Kirsten Vaughn, 24, was well on her way to becoming the first master technician at the Fort Wayne, Indiana Honda dealership she worked at. Then co-workers discover her side hustle, an OnlyFans account where she streamed personalized adult content to paying customers. She had alluded to her OnlyFans account in one of her Instagram stories, and once co-workers discovered it, they began streaming her videos while at work. Okay, people, told y'all about adding y'all friends to social media, okay? You got to be careful. If you don't do anything on the, if you got one that you don't do, you rarely on, you don't hardly post, and if you post because your mama there, your family there, it's all PG rated, like Facebook, yeah, you can put your coworkers on there. But if you act stupid or something, like on Instagram or Twitter or Snapchat, don't add your motherfucking coworkers, man.
Yeah.
Just don't do it, man.
9 out of 10, they're not your real friends anyway, so.
Yeah, they'll tell on you in a minute, man. They'll tell on you in a minute, man. So you learned a mistake right there. Stop it. That's when the harassment started. Kirsten's work colleagues would not only constantly bring up her OnlyFans account while on the clock, but they soon began making lewd comments so frequently that her bosses began to take notice. Once they looked into the matter, you know what that means.
Watch the videos.
Kirsten says the management didn't reprimand the other employees, but instead blamed Kirsten for creating the OnlyFans. She said, I had one coworker come up to me, and he was telling me how the salesmen were all huddled up in a group and that he had come up to the group and they were on my own and OnlyFans page, and he said that he didn't know it was me until they passed by a picture of my face, and he said, I've seen a lot of you, Kirsten. told BuzzFeed, whatever. She said two employees were especially fixated on her OnlyFans account. She said they literally would not shut up about my page. I begged them not to tell anybody, and they would laugh in my face and say, ha, 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 we're helping you make money. Shut up. Kirsten then revealed to her manager that she did wear her work uniform in some of the photos on her OnlyFans, and she also uploaded pictures from the dealership's bathroom, but made sure no visible logos or discernible imagery were in the pictures. All right, so you fucked up right there, Kirsten, because you might have had a leg to stand on if you didn't take pictures in the uniform.
Yep, because that's what they can get you on. Although, I feel like all parties involved should have been reprimanded. She shouldn't have been fired for that because they sent up at the job looking at the lady doing whatever she doing. Are they paying customers now? Or, you know, what's the deal with that? And then not only that, there's the fact that if you're at a job, okay, yeah, y'all feel whatever type of way, she could have been told the first time, you know, this is the first time they saw her videos, okay, you can't wear our uniform in your videos because it kind of looks like we're endorsing what you're doing. And if they have a certain stance about it, then they could make that known to her. But having other people in your, like, co-workers or whatever that's looking at you in that type of way, me personally, I wouldn't want to work there no more. Mm. But her getting fired should not have been a solution to the problem.
Mm. Says she went into a meeting with her bosses and stuff, her superiors, and she had recorded a meeting, and they kind of, like, said something about, if there were coworkers over there who had access to your page, that might encourage them to approach you with unwanted sexual conduct or comments. Like, okay, so what? Like, but that's crazy. They fired. Well, I know why they fired her, but they didn't. I don't know. Everybody should have got reprimanded because, like you said, you're looking at porn on the clock.
Yeah. You know. So just because it's me, doesn't mean that I'm the one who. I mean, like, if they caught them looking at somebody else's fans only page, they wouldn't have got. They still wouldn't have got reprimanded. Because 9 out of 10, they men. So, they didn't worry about that. They wanted her going anyway. They was forced to probably hire the girl, and then they found something about her. Yeah, see, I know she wasn't nothing but old hoe. Mm-hmm. And then, now we can get her ass out of here. She wearing our uniform and shit in her videos. Fuck that shit. Get her out of here. That's all it was.
And Then she also added that she wasn't the only employee with the page on the paid service. Another female colleague, she dropped her name, Karen Looper, also received harassment from male coworkers once they discovered her OnlyFans. One employee had groped Karen's butt after asking what $20 would get him. Woo, shit. She ultimately quit her job and filed a police report against the employee for sexual battery in the same day. Oh my gosh. So, Kirsten says she's earned way more money from her page than she did working at the shop. And even since being subjected to harassment for a co-worker, she's working to advocate for sex workers' rights, man. So, you know. So, hey, man. Shout out to Kirsten. You know what I'm saying? Now you got all this free pub for your page, so you're probably going to get more subscribers. You know, but you ain't going to be with the tools. So, the little tool heads that was in love with you, you're going to have to, I hope you got some craftsman tools at the house. And a big toolbox and a car engine you can jump down in. That's what they wanted to see. You can go buy a damn work uniform and get you one made. They don't care about that, man. So, you know, shout out to her, man. So, you feel it was fair?
No. I know it ain't fair.
So, why the dudes just like all the workers, it's okay to watch porn at work, but.
Because they are men. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the people who were in charge were men as well. Mm. So, they made that decision based on the good old boy system where, they didn't probably want her in there anyway. Mm-hmm. They just didn't want to say, man, for the sake of the lawsuit or whatever, we got to go in and hire this broad. But as soon as she fuck up, she out of here. And she fucked up. So, yeah, she was wrong for doing it, but I feel like they could have handled that a different way. But again, once my coworkers have seen me naked, I don't think I want to work there. Like, unless you work at a strip club or something, and that's a part of your job. But you can't think anybody's going to take you serious after they've seen you naked. Like, either we fucking or we trying to fuck. But it's no in between. We can't play professional when I've seen you naked. Like, You already know what you're doing now. You don't open up a can of worms. So, yes, you now need another place to go and work. Hopefully, they won't be on your fans only page and you'll learn from what you just, you know, encountered. But to me, they didn't have to fire her, but I wouldn't really want to work there after being exposed like that. So, but all in a day's work.
Yep, that's all it is. This couple right here set the internet on fire last week when they did a Don't Rush Challenge, the Atlanta Thruple. They did a Don't Rush Challenge, and, you know, a lot of other thruples join in. And got to ask you, Queen Germ.
I don't know what a thruple is.
A thruple is three people married to each other.
Oh, that's dumb.
Like, three people. So, you don't think three incomes would be better in this house?
So, I'm getting to fuck two niggas?
Hell no.
Okay, then, so no bitch can't live here.
What you mean? But y'all, we all married, though. We all got the same...
Like I said, I'm going to help y'all.
Okay, listen.
I'm not interested.
Let's step aside, because I'm not either. But let's step aside. Let's say that we are interested in making this work. How would you make a thruple work? Let's just go.
And another nigga.
No, it's not another dude.
But I can't be involved. Why not? Why? How am I benefiting? I don't like broads. So,
you can't have two men leading the house.
What you mean?
Can't have two men leading the house.
And you got to have a stupid ass woman to say that you enough man for me and her. Because we don't have sex enough. So why the hell would I be thinking that if you bouncing from room to room, and I could.
You have your day.
And I would be must be having another day with the mailman because.
No, I'm saying you're like, you have your days like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday.
I got to Tuesday, compete Thursday. With you being in the garage, you smoking weed. Now you're going to throw a girl in the mix. Nigga, please.
Okay. Don't take me. This is not me. This is in a perfect world. If I was.
Also, it's perfect for you to have two wives. You can't handle me.
Listen. For the sake of the podcast, how would you make the thruple work? Okay?
Okay, so how is it working? How is it going to work? Okay. I don't like women. So.
It's not even about you. It's not even.
It's gotta be about me because I'm the motherfucker that's here.
You're not married to the woman. You're married to me. She's married to me. So both of y'all women are married to me. Okay, you see what I'm saying? That's a thruple.
Okay.
Or you know, in your world, you could have two men married to you. I wouldn't be one of them two men,
But I'm just saying.
Okay, so that means that this would not work. So it's not even for us
to discuss. So we're just going to have to crash this topic. Is that what you're saying? Let's just move on to the next topic.
We might as well.
Okay, let's just move on to the next topic.
So since you've given it lots of thought, which you're throttling and everything else.
But whatever, man. So
how would it work for you? Because you already thought it out. So it doesn't work for me.
I did, because I made up outline. So that's why I did make it work on that.
Okay, so how does it work for you?
Okay, so like for instance, you know, hey, it's me and my two wives. Like I said, you have your days assigned. So, like, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Then, hey, the one day, I'm going to need to rest. I'm going to need to rest because I've been going hard for 6 days. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, then, hey, y'all go to work, whatever you want to do. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? We come back and we just be a big family. Or we could go for all three of us being in the bed together. We together all the time. You know, you can get your, I guess if you need your time for yourself, you can be like, hey, and then we can break down like, okay, today's your day. You know what I'm saying? We're doing whatever, you know what I'm saying? Or if you want to, you know, just be alone.
And so who have you seen doing this?
I mean, it's a lot. It's not a lot, but it's like, you know, they out there like them. This is the Atlanta Thruple. You know what I'm saying? Like they all sleep together, I guess. He's a man around the house, you know.
Yeah, that's just only benefiting the nigga that's no benefit to the women at all. I mean, it's not.
You don't think so?
It's not.
So you...
It's degrading. I mean, it's like saying that you can openly have a relationship. So if that's the case, then that means everybody can cheat then.
But, okay.
So what's the... I mean, like, you can say whatever. Because if once you got more than one person, then it's no longer a real relationship. Because...
But you know, they say now you can love more than one person.
You could always love more than one person. This is called cheating.
How's it cheating? What if this person is okay? Let's just say I was a simp ass nigga of the year and you still loved another nigga. And I was like, you know what? I'm okay with this. If you love him, you can go be with him sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if I was that something? But just to make you happy, so you can have the best, if you can have the best of both worlds just to make you happy. You was like, oh, I love you, but I still love him. And what if I was a simp nigga just because you still love two people? You know you love me. And
I mean, it's a lot of people who love more than one person. It's possible. That's the beauty of love. It ain't no you got to only love somebody. You can't. I mean, you can love multiple people. And it's nothing about that.
But what if you want to be in a relationship with two people?
The people have to be in agreement, but I'm not one of those people because for me, I'd rather you cheat on me because that's some shit I can't see. I can't see that shit.
So
I'm not built like that.
This is gonna lead perfect into the next topic. So you would rather somebody cheat on you than say, hey, look.
Because we cannot be open about that. We cannot be open about that. I need to live a lie if that's what it is, and you make me believe I'm the only one for you. I'm never gonna be okay with me thinking that I gotta compete for you or
But what
whatever.
If there's no competition? So you
It is always competition. When you bring another bitch in my house, is always competition because people are catty and people gonna feel like, oh, I'm a one up on you, or if he spent 3 days with me and he only spent 2 days with you, and da 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 da, then he like me more, or I've been here longer and you this and this. I'm not gonna play no games with nobody. If you gonna be with me when you with me, and if you with somebody else, be with them and just be careful. That's all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you because you're not gonna bring that idea to my household. No. Hell to the law. And that's mostly for people who ain't got no damn children, because what your kids gonna think? Your kids gonna be confused as hell. This broad got her churn over there. This other broad got her churn over there. Now y'all supposed to all just be some blended family? That's sick. That's sick. There are laws against that shit. That is nasty. That is nasty. It's the coronavirus going around and y'all worrying about floating bodily fluids from person to person. You got dicks and ass and pussy all over the place.
But these are the same.
It's not. It's multiples.
But these people on the same roof.
Okay.
So you definitely couldn't do that, huh?
No.
You couldn't?
No, I'd kill her.
Okay, let's say you could. Could you just, I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, what would be the benefit? If a woman lived here and she was, and I know she is fucking you, she must be cleaning the fuck out this house, cooking, cleaning, everything, mowing the motherfucking lawn, growing some shit outside. She gonna be doing it all, because I'm not doing shit.
Why not? You would stop helping?
Nigga, I'm your wife. So if anybody come in here, they second to me.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, I know if she doing all that, her main job is gonna be for her to do everything I don't want to do. I don't want to do shit. Only thing, and you might be lucky to get some pussy if that's the case. If you got a bitch up in here. Hell, her back gonna be so. I'm not fucking with you. What I wanna be bothered with that for?
Why not?
Okay. So what would be your type of throttle? So I'm one, and so who is thing two? What is she looking like? What is she doing? She got a real job?
Yeah, she got a real job.
She got a real job.
Real job too.
And anybody with education don't want to do no shit like that. I promise that. If you know that 1 + 1 = 2, and you know that 3 is too damn many to say that you got in your house to be talking about fucking. No, sir.
I mean, no, but sir. Look, so we all work. We all work, and we come home, and we just, you know, we have dinner, relax, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
You don't even spend enough time with me. So how are you going to bring
this
somebody
else
in here?
This is not me. This is the perfect guy.
Yeah, the perfect guy would know that he ain't got time for that. If we all got jobs, ain't nobody got time to be playing
come home
around.
And we just unwind together. We all just sit on the couch and chill. Mm-hmm. It's just the same thing we doing normally, just an extra person added to it.
Yeah, so no. I mean that just doesn't make sense.
But think about the living expenses we cut in a third. Pow, bam, look at that.
Yeah, so that means that if you can't afford to live the normal way,
you was affording it, but you just got extra money
now.
Yeah,
but you can't afford to live with them people either. You can't afford that.
Yeah.
Because these people got a family. These people belong to somebody, so then when they family got birthday parties and this and the other,
they ain't got kids. We ain't got kids in the scenario.
Okay, but still, they belong to somebody. They somebody's child. So when their mama got something going on, you run into their mama's house. So
yes.
All us going to go to their mama's house. That looks stupid as hell.
I'm a husband, so I show up.
Yeah, so then that means I get kicked to the curb. So that means I need to have a boyfriend over here going somewhere, me and mine can have something to do.
No, why would you do that?
I'm not simple and stupid. Like, you have to have zero self-esteem for you to think that the nigga that you with is that good in bed, that got that much money, that's got that much power and influence, that makes you feel like a woman when you got to lay next to another woman. Mm. You not satisfying me to that degree to where you would have me brainwashed, because that's what you would have to do, have me brainwashed to believe that I need to lay next to you and abroad in my bed. Somebody got to die. Somebody. So it's not good. People just stupid. They just follow whatever people do on TV. Even the same thing with that little what you call it? Joe Exotic.
Mm-hmm.
That clown. You had two husbands. Like, you gay and you got the nerve to be thinking that you need two people?
Mm.
Why I thought like you just can't commit to that one person? Like, what was the purpose of saying that you married? Mm. What is a marriage? A marriage is two people.
But they said, I'm telling you, they change the narrative now.
They change the narrative because that tells you that if you believe that what they're doing is right, that means that all the people who ever was cheated on and cheating, all that shit was cool. It's the only reason why you mad because a nigga didn't tell you. And you already know the reason why the nigga didn't tell you because you couldn't handle the shit.
Mm.
So having a throttle, cheating on your people, everybody be free.
So what you think about polygamy and all that? The man with
that's stupid. It's stupid because you cannot satisfy nobody. You got to be crazy if you think that spending one day with somebody is enough to say that y'all got a relationship. That's dumb. Like, you can't build nothing on that. It's 24 hours in a day and a nigga can't see me but for an hour, 30 minutes. Because he got to go and talk to 6 or 7 more women that he laid up with and having babies and stuff with. That shit is nasty. Exactly.
Keep looking at my watch. I'm talking to you.
Yeah. So that means I got to do this real quick. You know you ain't never getting no head from me because if you fucking all these different people, I'm not going to put that shit in my mouth. Mm. Like, what are we doing here? Mm. This is ridiculous. This changes everything. That's a part of the reason why you can be so intimate with the
good
person that
you're
with.
I got other wives. I'd be like,
hey, and I'm fine with that too. Let them hoes do what they do because I ain't finna get no shit in my mouth.
I'd be like, huh.
I'm just saying, like, that's the reason why you can be intimate with a person when you know that it's just us.
Mm-hmm.
You can try some shit when it's just us. But when it's everybody else, hell, I don't want that. I don't know what these people are doing. And the combination of all our fluids might just, hey, wipe us all out. So, no, I'm not down for the games.
Okay. Well, hey, y'all heard it from Queen Germ, man. That's the way she feel about the thruples. Me, personally, you know what I'm saying? I want to see how a dynamic of a woman and two men would work, because all the ones you see is usually a man and multiple women. But I want to see a woman, like, in the middle of the throuple. Like, she got the two niggas. Like, how would that work? That would be an interesting dynamic.
Now, I can do that experiment for you.
Shit.
Not
with me. You can do it on your own. Man. Sign the papers before you leave. There ain't no coming back. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no coming back.
What,
like,
the hell?
I'm just going ahead and tell you that now.
If you say so.
Yeah. But anyway. moving on to our next topic, man. This has really opened it up. Do you really want the truth from your significant other?
Yeah.
You really want? You just said you didn't want the truth.
I mean,
you just said you wanted me to lie about it.
I want you to lie about it if you're talking about you cheating on me. But if you're talking about the nature of our relationship and us being together, no, I don't want you to lie about that.
No, but would you want like somebody to be 100% truthful with you all the time?
Like, yeah.
So, no, you wouldn't. Nobody wants to hear the truth. Nobody wants the truth.
If the truth is not, I mean, if you're saying that you're going to lie to me about something stupid like, just I got like, some crap in my face or...
I'm talking about some money. Something like
I need to know some shit like that because I need to be able to recover. So, I need to be able to go in.
So even if it's me clearing my conscience, you want the truth?
If that's what you feel like you need to do.
Okay, so that's what I'm asking. So yes, you would want the truth from your mate.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. That's why I was asking. Because I don't think people really want that.
I mean, people don't really know what they want, to be honest. Because in the situation where your mate has already decided what you can and cannot handle, that's not fair because you say what you want, you tell me what you want to tell me. Mm-hmm. If you need me to do something, if you want me to, you know what I'm saying, want me to know something, you're going to tell me that shit. But then if it's something that you feel like, oh, it's going to change the nature of our relationship, this person might have one up on me. Even if they decide to stay, then now they can use that against me. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to put no ammo in my gun. So the thing is, you playing them type of games, but that's the part where it's not, you know what I'm saying, it's not cool, but I don't feel like when you say people clearing their conscience, so you already know you did some fucked up shit if you already saying it's your conscience, if your conscience done told you done fucked up, you know you fucked up.
And I just want to clear my conscience and get it out of my chest so I can live better.
You got to go to the grave with that.
That's not fair.
It is fair.
That's not
go
fair.
Go talk to your psychologist, psychiatrist, whoever.
I want to get it off my chest.
Talk to
I want to be truthful.
You better say it out loud in your car when nobody's around.
So you don't want the truth.
I'm saying.
See,
you don't get... Listen, nigga. You don't get to clear... You don't get to clear your conscience because you messed up. That's a part of your punishment.
No.
You got to take them demons with you. That's on you. But when you talking about everyday living, no, I don't want a nigga that's with me that's just lying to me and don't tell me the truth about different stuff. No. Like, what's going on with you? You withholding information about, you know what I'm saying, things that are important, but you talking about you had an affair or something? No, I don't want to hear that shit.
So you can handle the truth is what you're saying?
If I had to hear it, I can handle it because I would pack my shit and leave.
Yeah.
That's what the handling would be. So if we already know what the outcome is, if you want me to go, tell me that shit. If you don't want me to go, then that's some shit you got to keep to yourself because I'm telling you. You tell me that, I'm out.
Well, I want the truth. Me personally, I want it.
You don't. And yes, I know you don't.
Yes, I do. Because
I know you don't.
Because it at least eased my mind.
How it's going to ease your mind?
Because if you're always wondering, then it'll never settle your mind. So when you go ahead and hear it, at least you'll know, well, I mean...
It was what you thought, and now you mad for real.
Yeah, no, that's it's like, it's but, gonna be. But it's leaves my mind. And I'm never wondering. You know what I'm saying? I ain't wondering no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I remember that time, and it was just a gray area, and this and that, and you know, and then it just I want to know. So go ahead and tell me.
Yeah, and then, like, then when somebody tell you, then you're mad.
I mean, so what? I got the right to be mad.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, that's the... don't lie to me, bro. Don't lie to me. Lying will make it worse. Because when you find out that day, it's going to be like, man, what the fuck, bro? Like, that's going to make it even worse. So, just go ahead, tell it. Let me decide if I still want to stick around or whatever.
Well, all I can tell you is people lie.
I know.
All the time.
I know. So. That's the nature of humans. Yeah. Niggas trying to get over on niggas all the fucking time.
And I don't even think it's so much of trying to get over. I think people who love you lie to you.
Yeah.
They do because they're trying to help you.
They know you can't handle it. Or they want to protect the relationship or protect the...
So that means if it wasn't worth protecting, if it wasn't worth saving, then they wouldn't have cared about your ass and they would have just said, yeah, I did this, I did that.
But sometimes, you know, yeah, you're right. Sometimes, you know, you hear the truth from people that don't care about you.
Yeah. Because they don't have no reason to lie to you.
Yeah.
And they don't give a damn how you take it or how you leave it. So, shit. This is what it is.
You know?
So, you know. I mean, the truth is overrated sometimes. I mean,
ignorance
you worry
is
about...
bliss.
Yeah. I mean, you worry about the truth.
You sit around thinking you got a... you in a fairy tale relationship and everything's great and rainbows and unicorns. Then you find something, you go snooping and find something, and everything changes. And it's like, oh man, it was all good 15 minutes ago before you went down the rabbit hole. You know what I'm saying?
I told you that the podcast saved that marriage. You got to losing it on that. And I mean, I was just like, you know, partly show talk, but partly true talk. And I thought it would have been a compliment.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm just like, you know, if nothing else, we are back on track. Mm. So why would that not bring you joy? Why not? Okay. Like,
I mean, thank you for the truth. That let me know that what I thought, everything was great. And then I found out that, wow, I was this close to losing it. And then I had no clue about it. So that's what, you know, I was blindsided by it. But hey, thank you for the truth. Now I know. That's all. I mean, what was wrong with that?
But you was a little more emotional about it.
Of course. I just, that was like breaking news. I didn't know that shit. I was like, wow, damn. Was it?
Okay.
Was it? Got me going back, trying to put pieces together to see, like, well, damn, what was going on, blah, 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 and you know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
ain't nothing, but people got to realize it's 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
If you happen to spend 8 of them at work most days,
yeah,
and you don't spend quality time with the person that you claim you love, it's always going to be a reason that something could go to the left.
And then it's usually... But, I mean, sometimes I think you'd be unreasonable with that.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not. Because like, you think because you're in this house physically, it means that we're together. And we're not together if I'm in the room watching TV, kids bothering me about homework,
you know they bother you about homework because I can't help them with the math.
Whatever. Like, and so, then you out here getting high. So what you want me to do?
I mean...
What you want me to do? That ain't nothing that's investing in us. So when the podcast came around and it forced us to have to think about topics, it forced me to have to do a little something. And I had to care about you to want to care about the show.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, if he trusts me enough to be over here, be his wingman, then I might want to put a little more effort into this thing.
Thanks. So you was trying to sabotage it from
the
beginning.
I wasn't. I didn't give a fuck. So however it happened, it happened. So some days I got laughs, some days I got probably fast forwarded. Mm. But all I'm saying is, now I'm here, I'm having fun, I'm enjoying being with you, knowing you a little bit better. I mean, and this it's odd because, you know, you could be with somebody for a long period of time, and if you don't try to make it work or try to understand a person, then hey, you hit a whole lot more bumps in the road. But hey, we done got us a whole front end alignment. New tires, car moving smooth. We in there, baby. Rest of the world, I ain't worried about. It's just you and me. Till the end of time, big daddy.
They give you some poison with the medicine.
Till the end of time.
They give you a little bit of poison with the medicine.
Baby. Yeah, I mean, this coronavirus helped us too. I mean, like, we wasn't on the outs with the coronavirus, but, you know, it just added another layer of, you know,
I get it. Thank you for the truth. Thank you for the truth. I appreciate this truth. I appreciate it. You know, because, you know, like I said, now I know. Now I know.
I'm just saying, it's a good feeling when you know that you love somebody. Yeah. And even if you made mistakes, things didn't always go the way you planned. But when God allows you to be able to be to be in the knowing, the full experience of knowing what you got. It's good. Because some people realize what they got when they lose it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a much better feeling to know what you have and you still got it.
Amen.
That's all I'm saying.
Amen. Let church say amen.
Moral of the story.
Moral of the story. We got TV talk time now. It's TV talk time. What are you watching on TV?
Right now I'm watching Unbelievable. It's a series about this girl. She going back and forth about her story. About whether she got raped or not. One minute she said she did. Next minute she said she didn't. Come to find out it's a serial rapist out there on the loose. So trying to figure out if her story aligns with some of these other ladies who said they were raped by this person. And it seems like that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
And so I still got like 2 more episodes left to watch. I think it's like 8 or 9 parts to it. So
I started Gangs of London today. Set in present day London. It's about the one of the head people of a certain crime family gets killed, and it's, you know, somebody they think in the crime family did it. So now we're just trying to figure out who did it and what was their motives and why. So Gangs of London is pretty cool. It comes on like Cinemax, but if you got like Fire Sticks or whatever, you can just put it in there, find it. You know, anything else you was watching?
No, because all of the stuff I watched that I called out last week, I done completed watching that.
Okay. Let me see, anything else? Like Better Call Saul ended. This was a pretty good season of Better Call Saul. Damn good season. I'm pretty sure they only got one season left because that should wrap up the whole story. I don't think there's too much they can do. So please go check out Better Call Saul. 60 Days In. They finished that season. They're doing a reunion show right now. So that was a good season of this. You know, even though Saul Wright believes it's fake, I still think it's real because, you know, shit got real in that jail. Like, shit got real. Niggas was getting poked and everything. So, you know, what else we got? I'm still watching Empire, thanks to Saul Wright again. You know, he got me watching Empire, then he quit. And I'm still watching it, you know what I'm saying? But that shit getting wild as ever. I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it anymore. All I can say is that Jussie Smollett is not on it anymore. What else we watching? Boomerang. That was pretty good on BET. Well, this season, it's kind of all over the place. I don't think that the storyline really matters because it seems like every episode is a different adventure and it's not tying into the last episode and doesn't tie into the next episode. So I don't know. I mean, it's all over the place. So I am going to say that. But I enjoy watching because it's black, you know what I'm saying, people. You know what I'm saying? It's a pretty good show. You know what I'm saying? So check out Boomerang on BET. American Soul, I don't know if they came back yet. Somebody let me know, did American Soul come back? I probably could check, but
you could.
Yeah, or you could, since I'm talking, and you could be like, you know, online and see if it's back.
Yeah, whoever that is, American Soul.
American Soul Season 2, see if it started yet. They probably canceled it because of Corona.
Well, they got a Season 3 on here.
Whoa. When's Season 2 come out?
It says American Soul Season 2 is on the way, and that says September 7th of 2019.
Oh, dang. So they ain't even started. Okay, so probably got caught up. So no American Soul. But yeah, anything else, man, make suggestions, man. Leave in the comment box. Let us know some shit I need to watch, man. I try to watch anything. I watched The Fucking Outsider, and I've never, ever in my life had bad dreams from movies. But when I finished that series, I had a bad fucking dream, and I think it was El Cuco. And so, if you watch The Outsider, you know who El Cuco is. But, yeah, so anything else, drop in the comment box. I'll watch it. I'm not watching fucking Little Dicky Show because I watched like 5 or 6 episodes, and I might go back and watch it if I'm bored, have nothing to do, but it wasn't that great. Y'all people saying it's that funny, man. I don't know. I don't trust you. I don't trust it. Yeah, man. So it's HBCU confession time. And, you know, like I tell you people, I get these from the HBCU confessional Twitter where you can follow and see all the bullshit. But this one right here stood out to me. I saved it just so I could put it on the show. So it says, I'm DL and feel bad because I fucked 3 dudes in a day raw and then had sex with my girl without showering. When she was sucking my dick, she said the flavor was good. It was the 3 dudes, Bussy Cream, FAMU. God damn it, FAMU. I swear, boy. Like, I mean, all the ones we
picked. Ain't no way.
Listen.
Ain't no way.
Listen. First of all, you a nasty motherfucker. You fuck 3 people and then not take a shower.
So that means you fuck 4 because you said you fucked 3 niggas. Yeah. And then you fucked your girl.
Yeah.
You nasty.
Yeah.
And you don't deserve to live. I'm just going to be real. Mm. That's just gross. Like, did you not get tired after the first time you did it to one of these niggas? And you didn't think that it would be necessary to wash? I don't give a damn if you was straight, gay, whatever you're doing, bisexual. If you have sex with one person, you need to be washing after that.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's not something that you share. Yeah. You talking about something, and she said the flavor was good. She didn't say that shit. You said that shit.
Bussy Cream.
That's disgusting.
Is Bussy Cream a real thing, or is that some
slang term? I wouldn't know.
Let's look it up. Bussy Cream.
Okay.
B-U-S-S-Y cream. Is it a real thing? Or is that just like some term? Uh-oh. I don't want to open. Don't open no links. Health beauty. Oh, no. Bussy cream. I mean, I guess it's a song. Or is it something you actually... Oh, so it's a song by Caramel Chris. Oh my gosh. So I don't know. So I know Bussy Cream is a song. So that's all I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm not going no deeper into that. I'm not clicking on no links, nothing. So yeah, we're gonna leave that one alone, confessional. That was a wild one. Keep it 100 time. Do you have a keep it 100?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to sit in my keep it 100.
People are quiet after that one, boy. God, that was a rough one, man.
That was a lot. A whole lot. Nigga nasty. He need to be quarantined just for the fact that he don't need to be with nobody for a while. Jesus. Man, he got to figure out all of his situation.
I hope that one's fake.
I hope so too. But chances are, we'll never know.
Yeah.
I have to say that my keep it 100 is keep doing what you've been doing before you knew me.
100.
Because doing this wave of people getting checks and shit going on, coronavirus and all of that, people stay sending requests for a Cash App, asking for this and asking for that fever. What the hell was you doing before now? You think now that people may have a couple of extra dollars floating that now you want to see what you can get, milk a couple of cows and see if you can get some free dollars out of somebody? Keep doing what you've been doing. If you've been catching the bus to get to work, whatever the hell you've been doing, somebody already been watching your kid, don't call my phone. I'm busy too. So you just keep it moving. That's going to be my keep it 100 for this week. Keep doing what you've been doing.
My keep it 100, man. Had to rethink my stance on things. I know last week I was talking shit and I told 12 Kyle I wanted to challenge him in a LeBron versus MJ debate. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I said that shit last week. I said what I said. I ain't going to take it back. But I had to rethink my stance. I watched like 8 episodes of The Last Dance and they just don't make them like that no more.
100.
You know what I'm saying? It was just something different about Jorn, nigga. Jorn was he was cut from a different cloth. And you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I realized ain't nothing wrong with saying Jordan was the greatest, Kobe was the greatest, and LeBron the greatest. Ain't nothing wrong with that. All three of them can be the greatest, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, because they three different GOATs. You know what I'm saying? They're three different GOATs. So I had to rethink my stance just watching the way Jordan, the way he carried himself and how bad he wanted to win, the lengths he was willing to go, and you know what I'm saying? It's like that man almost made a deal with the devil or something, man. The man just wanted to win so much, bro. Like, he just, and just to see the way he was, bro, like, I was like, man, ain't no way. They don't make him like that no more. They don't. Mm-mm, nope. So, yeah, I rethink my stand. That was my keeping 100, man. You know? That's it.
They don't make them like that no more.
Winners and losers time, man. Any winners, any losers? You got any winners?
Yeah. I guess I'm going to have to say that this lady Karen off of Jeopardy.
Winner!
She made me laugh, although she was really messing up this thing. She done decided that in her mind, they had a question about Shaka Zulu, and this heifer done said Shaka Khan.
Hematology, you got it. Zulus for 2000. Take a look. Here, as on each September 24th, Zulus celebrate a holiday that was named in honor of this warrior leader of the early 1800s. Sarah.
Who is Shaka Khan?
Nope.
As her answer, I know she didn't get it right because obviously it wasn't correct. But I'm going to say she my winner just because you can't get no lower than that, white lady. I'm just going to let her ride out with that because it was quite hilarious.
Wow.
Looking at her stupidity, knowing
That should have been your loser.
No, I got somebody else for my loser.
Man. My winner, man. All the young men that got drafted, man. All your families, man. All y'all, man.
Winner.
Some of y'all become instant millionaires. Some of y'all become instant thousandaires. But people, be mindful with your money. Save it. Do like they tell you, people. Save your money. Do not go out here and spend money. Do not do it. People, you've seen it. Everybody before you. But it's going to be some of y'all that's going to go out there and spend all your money. But they're telling you, man, you really don't have no money because half of the money gone for taxes. Then after that half, you got to pay your agent 10% of your half. Everything come out of that half. So, people, be mindful of your money. Young men, I know you ain't seen this much money in your life. You got all kind of people coming at you and everything like that. But listen, man, ignore them. Keep walking. Remember the times you was in college and you was hungry and you ain't had no money. And the only people that sent you money was, you know, your future agent, maybe a couple of alumni, something like that, the boosters, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, one of these little bloodsuckers is about to come attached to you now. So just be careful. Be mindful of your things, brothers. Losers, you got any losers?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say, I guess my winner and loser this time would be my winner was the less of a loser. And so my loser is really a loser, in my opinion. So my losers this time is going to be anybody who hadn't been getting none since this COVID-19 coronavirus quarantine thing started.
Loser.
If your stuff is dry in these last 30 days, you got to be a loser. Because somebody should have wanted to lay up next to you in these last
But you got to quarantine.
Nigga.
So you supposed to quarantine with somebody?
Just... Hey, we just supposed to pair up. We just supposed to be committed to the quarantine.
Oh, man.
That's what we supposed to do. So but if then, you ain't got nothing, you ain't got nobody... In the last 30 days, your shit is bad. It's whack.
I mean, she probably... Hey,
it's whack.
The shit probably it's numb. No it probably numb from the vibrators and stuff. Vibrators and batteries is probably A. Hey, but if I'm glad that... I know battery sales. I might need to put my stock in Duracell right now.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Because battery sales is probably through the roof.
Yeah. So those products do not count into why not? Getting some calls.
Hey, calls. I bust a nut. That's the result, right? That's what.
So you don't have any love and emotion for the person that's on the other end of that night?
It depends.
Oh, Mr. Throttle.
No, I'm not. No, I'm talking about me personally. I haven't had sex with another woman in damn near 2 decades. So it's just like I'm way out of the game. You know what I'm saying? But these other people, like, hey, you gotta take that chance out there. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it's better to do it yourself.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta worry about disease and all that stuff. I mean, hey.
That's my loser.
Oh, my loser, man. I got two losers this week, man. My first loser is all the people that tried to ingest cleaning supplies.
Loser.
I don't know what to tell you. If you're that stupid, you know, cleaning supplies have been around for years. If it was gonna kill some shit, we would have been ingesting that shit. It been injecting that shit. So please, do not gargle with motherfucking Clorox cleanup. Please don't do it. It's not gonna help.
We'll take a shower with it.
Yes. I mean, I ain't gonna lie.
I just had to say it because I was just
you know, sometimes,
I recall.
Hey, so, look, shout out to all my niggas that hit, got sprayed with some Clorox cleanup, bruh. Hey, never know. That might have saved you from sometimes, brothers.
It may have.
And my other loser is this man that was arrested for paying with $2 bills at Best Buy, I think.
Loser.
But it was fake $2
bills? No. Mike Ballesta, he used $2 bills for a car stereo installation purchase. This caused quite a stir because the cashier and manager had never seen a $2 bill before, and they thought they were fake. When the police showed up, he had never seen a $2 bill either, so he arrested Ballesta. It wasn't until the freaking Secret Service got involved that they confirmed that the bills were legit, and they let him go. Oh my God. So this is, they got a little clip on the video, but... Y'all my losers for like, dude, it's fucking $2, man. That's what happens when these people never seen cash before.
Yeah. I mean, but it's crazy. Like, why? Like, who hadn't seen a $2 bill? Like,
a lot of people haven't. A lot of people haven't seen a $2 bill. And the sad part about it is, you know, why do you got so many of them motherfuckers? Like, God damn, bro.
He might have had some when he was a kid. Because I got like 2 or 3 of them that I said I wasn't going to do nothing with them. I was going to give them to the children.
Oh, you thought?
Oh, I know I got mine.
Oh, you think so?
I know I do.
I probably spent them. I'm trying to tell you.
I can put my hands on them.
Okay.
You know. I got to keep a stash around him. You never know. You never fucking know.
It's that time of the show, man. Do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. Niggas who ain't got their own shit always trying to bite mine. But my shout-outs go a little something like this. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Got a question for you.
What's up?
How's it going to feel you can't go to Georgia for a long time?
I'm going to Georgia in 2 weeks.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're not.
Yes, I am.
Nigga.
It's going to be Mother's Day.
I'm sorry.
I'm going you to cannot, see my mama.
You cannot go.
Okay.
Listen.
You're going to see my man, car listen. Get smaller as it go down
listen,
the street.
Listen, you
nigga.
Cannot go.
Okay. Go ahead and do your shout out, baby.
We cannot go. Hold on, man.
We're not doing this on the show. I'll give you some conversation a little bit later, but we are not doing this on the show. I'm going to the SAV.
We cannot, you cannot go to Georgia.
Yes, I am.
You cannot go. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's too dangerous.
It's dangerous living here.
No, but at least we can't, you can't go. That's
what it's going to do? It's going to jump on me? It's going to jump on me and ride back with us?
Heck yeah.
Not. It's not.
Oh, man, we'll talk about this.
Where you going?
No, we not.
Me and my child?
No, no. Heck no. Cannot do that. No, 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 no. Mm-mm. Can't do that. Sorry.
It's Mother's Day.
I understand that. And this is the Mother's Day that everybody's going to have to miss out on.
Because I don't miss out on enough stuff fooling around with you.
I'm just fooling around with you. Oh, I'm sorry. What you mean fooling around with me?
Just what I said. I don't speak no other language.
Anyway, my shout-outs go a little something like this, man. Shout-out to B-Eazy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, RT3, Jay Williams, Stacks, MJ Money, 9S, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from D.C., Gerard from Boston, Pepe J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, Amazing App, Dragon Lady, Sleazy, who else? Anybody over that site to fuck with the kid, any podcast to fuck with us, shout out to y'all, shout out to the good brother 12 Kyle, 12 Kyle Podcast, shout out to good brother Dr. Brasive and the Dr. Brasive Network, where you got Dr. Cam, Disrespectful Motherfucker MJ, K-Law the Truck Driver, you know what I'm saying, go check out the doc, you know what I'm saying, you know, anybody else, man, fuck with us, man, shout out to y'all, shout out to y'all, oh, shout out to Texas T, man, shout out to, yeah, I covered everybody, man. If I miss you, man, blame Queen Germ. Don't blame me.
It's all right, because I don't give a fuck.
Okay, see? Anybody fuck with us the long way, the short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Woo! Another show in the books, man. Rate your show.
I'm going to have to say 9.1.
9.1? Okay, I'm feeling love. I'm feeling love. I go a little 9.0.
Okay.
I feel the love. I feel the love. Like always, people, don't forget to show us some love out there by giving us some good ratings on all the podcast readers. Don't forget about the voicemail. We can call and leave one, and we'll put it on the show. It's 347-201-2572. Don't forget about the Patreon. You can join for as little as a dollar. Get behind the scenes and all kind of content. And don't forget about sharing the show, telling a friend. And, you know, so King and Journal don't have to pander like this every week.
Mm-hmm. It's hard out here.
Yes.
Hard
out here. Got here parched. I'm out here pandering.
That's
because
a nigga smoke too much, y'all.
Man, stop it, bro. You always want to throw it back to the everything. So it's probably smoking.
It is. Always. That's the number one
probably
thing.
Probably need to start smoking. Oh, my toe hurt. Probably need to start smoking.
Yeah.
Oh, probably. My hair turning gray. You probably need to start smoking. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's everything.
Yeah. Stop smoking or eat more pussy. That's all I think.
That's not going to solve anything.
It's going to solve a lot.
Might just keep you quiet, but that ain't going to solve nothing.
Hey.
Yeah, man. Y'all see what I have to put up with? It's just not. It's not when I just hit stop. It keeps going. See, when y'all stop hearing it, y'all stop hearing it. Me, I get it 24 hours a day, y'all. 24 hours a day. But, as always, this is King Germ.
And this is Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com